Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What's my part? What can I do? What should I be doing to advance the kingdom of God? And so during that period of my life, I got so dissatisfied. Didn't know I had a call on my life. Didn't know just a few years later, I'd be standing looking at you in a church. Or that we'd be involved in the Word going around the world. I didn't know that. But God did. He knew there was more in life for me than where I was at. And what I was doing. And I got so disgruntled. I'd go to work and I'm like, oh, I'd have to make myself stir up. And, you know, I'm working on my hot rod, but it just didn't do it for me like it used to. And I'd make a fast pass on my bike and it's like, okay, done that before. You might know what I'm talking about. It just, why? Because I had a taste of something bigger, something better, something more than this life. And when you do, you must come to detest anything else that tries to take that number one slot. And I don't care if it's mama. I don't care if it's daddy. I don't care if it's husband or wife or baby or son or daughter. I don't care who or what it is. Nothing has that place in your life. Nothing. 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 He is first. The advancement of the kingdom is first. If you're not going to do that, you're not interested in that, then you're not going to work well around me. Because that's all we want to talk about. That's all we want to do. Are you with me on this now?
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. If we had time, we could read scripture after scripture after scripture. Matthew 13, go there quickly. Thank you, Master. Now that doesn't mean you jump up and just move somewhere. That doesn't mean that you just run, quit your job. Maybe you're supposed to serve God in that job. Right? Maybe that's your place. If not, you'll know it. But what you must do is give Him the first place in your heart. That's where it starts. In your heart. That you are willing to go anywhere. Or stay anywhere. Or do anything. Matthew 13. Jesus said, He's teaching the people about the kingdom of God. And in Matthew 13... And 43, Matthew 13, 43, then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. That's us. Who has ears to hear, let him hear. Again, Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like to treasure hid in a field, the which when a man has found, he hides, and for joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field.
Yes. Amen.
Once you find the kingdom of God, that takes preeminence over everything else, and you're willing to liquidate anything and everything and spend your own life and lay it down for this. You found something more precious than your kids, than your spouse, than your parents, than your own life. Is that right? Keep reading. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he found one pearl of great price, he went and did what? Sold all that he had and bought it. Glory to God. Have we found the pearl of great price?
Yes.
Have we found that which is greater than anything else?
Yes, sir.
More important than your life and my life on the earth. More important than all of our stuff and all of our businesses and all of our parents and kids and friends. More important. More bigger. More important. Are we willing to spend it all for the kingdom? To give it all for the kingdom? Thank you, Master. Well, this life is short. I'm telling you, it is a vapor. It's a puff. And you are going to be so glad when it's over in another few seconds.
Yeah.
That you can say, I didn't waste my life chasing my dreams. I laid down my life for the kingdom of God. So your life meant something. And you have no regrets. See, that's what was going on in the beginning days of the church. That's when people were selling their land, their houses, their stuff, so that nobody in the church had any needs. What's strong enough to make you do something like that? You no longer think like you used to. You're focused on the kingdom. And God's going to bring us resources. And far greater resources. Then He's going to tap you on the shoulder. He's going to say, Rick, the kingdom has need of that. I'm not just talking about your church here. We're not just Faith Life Church minded. We're kingdom of God minded. Right? And so, we're not our own king. We're not the general. We're not in charge of this. We follow orders. We put resources where the kingdom most needs them. For now. And He puts a finger on us and He says, they need that jet over there. Well, we get it over there. They need that money. They need that vehicle over there. We'll get it over there. Instead of mine. Well, that's mine. Is it? It can be. And you can be unhappy. You can live your little small life. Or you can say, hey, stuff is just stuff. God, here I am. Anything under my hand is available for kingdom use. And if He says, all right, put all this over here, put all that over there. See, the exact opposite of what we're talking about is the rich young ruler. He came and it sounded good. Oh, I want eternal life. I want to give it all for the kingdom. He said, okay, all right. You know all that money you got? I want you to liquidate it and I want you to put it over there for those folks that are hurting, those poor folks. And he said, come on and follow me. Let's do the kingdom. What did he do? All my money? That's why he said, it's harder for a rich man to get in the kingdom. Why? Because it's not an all thing. You say, what do you want from me, preacher? How much money? It ain't me. Or any preacher. It is your God. What does He want? All your thought, all your time, all your money, all your stuff, all. And if you're not willing to give it, He said, you're not worthy to be my disciple. And if you put your hand on the plate and start looking back and go, oh, what am I having to give up? He said, you're not worthy. We must not talk in sacrificial terms.
Amen.
Oh, we've worked so hard. And bless the hearts. Did you know that they sold their car and put it in the kingdom? Bless their hearts. And they said, yeah, I did. And it was my baby too. But I give it all up for Jesus. You're acting unworthy. You taint your seed. It is the greatest privilege. Right? That the Lord would tap you on the shoulder. And use something you got. And use you. You don't go, do a God. You go, I've been wanting you to use me. I've been wanting you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll get it there right away.
Amen.
What a privilege. Go to Luke 16. I think we're closed there. Luke 16. And you'll see revelation of a passage that you might not have seen as strong. Luke 16:13. No servant can serve two masters. Who can do it?
Nobody
can. Either he will hate one and love the other, or he'll hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. There are people in this room right here today. You feel pulled. And the reason you feel pulled is because of lack of commitment to God. Because once the commitment is like it should be, there's no more pull. Well, I want to, Lord, but I got this and I got that. You remember the guys that came to Jesus and said, Lord, you know, we'll follow you wherever you go. But, you know, let us go home and wait till our folks die and then we'll bury them and then we'll come up. He said, let the dead bury their dead. People think that sounds hard. Who said that?
Jesus.
Why? Because this life ain't about family. Lies have been preached from pulpits. Christians have been taught to put your husband and wife and kids first. What if Moses had done it? His wife didn't want him to obey God and lead the people out. His wife didn't want him to accept circumcision and do what God... What if he'd let Zipporah lead him around? What about David? What if he'd let his wife and his family, you know, be first? She came out and she said, what a sight you are, dancing out there. He said, oh, I'm sorry. Like a lot of men. How about Jesus? What if he'd have put his family first? And they're outside the door saying, you know, would you tell my boy to come here? And his brothers and sisters are there. Mary's there. That's one big reason we don't pray to Mary. Because Mary can be wrong. And because nobody in the Bible ever prayed to her. No. But he didn't even get up and go see them. What did he say?
Who are
my brothers and my sisters and my family? Those that hear the word of God and do it. People that are as gung-ho for the kingdom as I am. People that put the kingdom of God first, just like me. That's my family.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled All for the Kingdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402L. That's R1402L. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.